Call John.
No, call Julio.
Are you kidding me? Who are these guys? You might as well call Fulano. They're not lawyers. If you need a lawyer, call a lawyer. I'm Robert Rubenstein. I've been a lawyer for over 30 years. Check out my results at RubensteinLaw.com. I'm easy to reach. Just call me at 1-800-FL-LEGAL. It's that easy. Call 1-800-FL-LEGAL. Offices in Miami, Broward, West Palm Beach, Orlando, and Tampa. I want to be your attorney.
It's the perfect time of year to enjoy the refreshing taste of Fanta with 100% natural flavors. Fanta is available in strawberry, pineapple, grape, orange, and mango. Stop by your local Dion's Oil and pick up some Fanta.
Introducing Jack Nicklaus Premium Ice Cream. Now available in delicious flavors like salted caramel toffee and warm spice butter pecan. Pick up a pint of Jack Nicklaus Ice Cream today at Publix.
Hot to 105.
Hot 105.
Let's go.
It's Hot Talk with Jill Tracy. Always live. Always local. Always entertaining and educating South Florida. Celebrating over 30 years, Hot Talk continues to be the pulse of South Florida. Relevant, engaging, informative. Now, here's your host, Jill Tracy.
I'm right with God. That's Kendrick Lamar. Good evening and welcome. I am Jill Tracy. Thank you for joining us tonight on Hot Talk, South Florida's number one community affairs show, each and every Sunday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. We discuss the challenges and highlight the achievements of our community with an engaging panel of guests. And tonight, more than ever, we invite you to join the conversation. Where is Brother Al? Brother Al, where are you? I'm sending Sheriff Scott Israel over there to find you. Holler at us tonight. I haven't heard from you in a while, my friend. My jewels tonight, of course, come from Kendrick Lamar, from his classic, For Free. If you've never heard it, check it out on YouTube. Or Tidal, if you are so inclined. And again, I quote ESPN writer Roxanne Jones, "We cannot pretend to be shocked by this week's shootings. If we have been paying attention to what's happening in America, we are at a crossroads. Blacks and whites mistrust one another, and the consequences too often are deadly." And another one. Chicago officers fire at least 15 shots at a black Jaguar as it races down a tree-lined neighborhood. The driver runs into a police car, flees over a wooden fence behind a brick house, and he is shot dead in the back. Video catches the officer saying, "Get down, hands behind your back. You shot at us, mother." And later we'll hear them lamenting that they would be on death duty for 30 days after this. Paul O'Neill's life meant nothing to them besides, "I'm gonna be on death duty." On the ground, limp, handcuffed, shirt covered in blood, an officer's foot on his leg, another holds his head. The actual shots fired were not recorded because the officer's body camera did not record the moment he opened fire. "It is a clear violation of policy to shoot someone in the back," the police chief has said. The teen driver, Paul O'Neill, was not armed. And again, police are investigating. Now the question, black people, again this week is, what are we going to do? I'm starting to believe that Donald Trump may be the very thing we need to happen to black people right now. Because there's a level of apathy that comes along with our young men dying in the streets and our lack of excitement about the upcoming election. That means that if we don't step up, we will be calling that man President Trump. And hell have no fury. Like a white electorate back in power that regret the day that President Obama walked into the office. My guests tonight have devoted much of their careers to helping you use the greatest rights that many have marched, bled, and died for. Your greatest power in a free society, the right to vote. Recent events have shown that we need to learn to use it wisely. Gordon Eric Knowles, Dexter Bridgman, Carolyn Guinness, Cedric Mint. Oh, no, Cedric didn't make it. Cedric told me he heard it was a... You got a full house. And I won't be there till 11:15. Roundabout. Oh, come on over. It's like a choir over here on this side of me. We have a mic over here and a chair. We can set you up over there as well. So, welcome. I will welcome the first part of our panel tonight. As always in the house, Chris Norwood.
Yeah.
The Norwood Group.
Yeah, straight from the barbershop, I like to say.
Senator Dwight Bullard, back from Philly.
Absolutely. How you doing tonight, Joe?
Cheesesteak free.
Hey, you know, the way things work is the way my accounts work.
The way my bank account was working. So, okay, but and I hope that you're coming from home.
Yeah.
And not Wynwood. Okay, yeah. Because you're the first person I thought about when Zika hit. I was like, are we going to have to ban Senator Bullard? Because he loves him some Wynwood. So have you been since you got back?
To Wynwood?
Yeah.
I've been to Midtown.
You live dangerously, don't you? Did you have on a hazmat suit?
I had on some deep. Some off, you know.
They say you just, you know, wear long sleeves
and
smother yourself and off and all of that.
I did a press conference with Commissioner Edmondson and Congresswoman Wilson, and they gave us all the advisory that we could stand. But,
yeah,
you know, we going to make it.
Oh, you figured you'll be safe because you won't be having children anytime soon.
It's so true. It's true.
You could be okay. And Dexter Bridgman, how are you, sir?
I am fantastically well. Thank you.
Welcome to Hot Talk.
Hey, it's always a pleasure
again,
to be here.
Always a pleasure to have you. Okay, so now, and Willie Davis, come on in here. Let me tell you something. I am just, come on over here with Dexter. I Willie Davis, those of you who know him, does the Miami Gardens Montessori School, and he was in, you know, a while ago, and you got a big thing. Is there a chair over there for you? What, babe? What? No, say it. Daniel. Did I say Davis? Okay, it's the blame it on Jack Daniels. It's his fault. It's his fault. Happy hour came early. Hey, how are you? Happy hour was a little early. So blame it on Jack Daniels Hennessy. No, I'm kidding. Willie Daniels. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine, Jill.
So now listen, you have something coming up, yes?
Yep. We have a meet and greet over in Miami Gardens with Oliver Gilbert, a couple other community leaders. What's the dates? August the 19th.
Come on over. Right. Come on over to the microphone.
Come on, Smiley. Come on. You can help me out.
Listen, right. I'm working on a campaign to get some more mics in here.
She put it all together, so I'll let her give you the dates.
So tell everybody your name.
Hello, I'm Samaya Spencer. I'm the director over at Miami Gardens Montessori Preschool.
Which is just a lovely school. I did their graduation. Like, they were like, what, to pre-K to...
Mm-hmm. We graduated 17 pre-K and 1 kindergarten.
Just, you know.
Thank you for that, too.
Yes, it was awesome, just lovely. I had a ball with the kids. It was good. So now what are you guys doing with the mayor of Miami Gardens? Glad to hear.
We're actually doing a meet and greet. It's a political fundraiser to support our leaders in Miami Gardens.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be August 19th at 6 p.m. from 6 to 8 at our location in Miami Gardens. And we actually want to get some more politicians out to the school because I think it's so important about to communicate how important education is to the community, especially mm-hmm. starting at that lower level, you know, with the preschoolers.
Yeah.
You know, setting that foundation with education.
And I think it's going to be really, you know, I'm not kidding when I'm talking about Donald Trump, because if, in fact, you know, he gets in, and there's changes in the school systems.
Absolutely.
You know, charter schools and Montessori schools and the like, although, you know, I'm for them, period, but are going to be, you know, one of your first looks.
Right.
Parents. So it's good for them to, politicians and parents and family, to get out, you know, and get to know more about the school.
Absolutely. And who's supporting education. Because if you're not aware, you know, things can change right behind, right in front of you.
Awesome. So you have Mayor Gilbert. And listen, getting politicians to come out right now is a phone call. A phone call and a check, and they'll be there. It's, shut up. It's not, I'm not talking about anybody in this room. I'm just saying.
Was that when Mayor Gilbert came by to read to the kids?
He actually came to our school to read to the kids as well.
Oh, okay. Was that with the Early Learning Coalition?
We have the Early Learning Coalition program, but we just reached out to him. And he was doing the initiative, the literacy initiative. So he's coming out to, you know, the schools in the community. Right.
Also, Jerry Rushing. Don't forget, Jerry Rushing came by and read to our kids as well.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Okay, well, I want to come read to the kids.
Yeah, Jill, you got to get in there.
We got to get Rick Party over there to read to the kids.
Absolutely.
And Benji / Kiki.
Yeah, we had Asia Crowder recently.
That might scare the children.
Yeah.
Benji started talking as Kiki. It might scar them for life.
That's called storytelling.
Yeah. Well, that Kiki voice coming out of Benji might scar them for life. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just saying we had Asia Crowder recently. I'm just trying to recall some of the names. But we get people all the time that comes to us that want to read to the kids. And
Trick, a lot of kids. You should get Trick.
Well, we have some.
Trick does love the kids, though. I think he would behave. I'm just saying.
Everybody has a story to tell.
This is what I'm saying. I'm sure that Trick could tell a clean story.
Well, Joey would love for you to come read to the kids.
I would love to come read to kids. That's, you know, because reading is fundamental.
Absolutely.
Well, read or sing. I hear singing for 20 minutes, just like reading for 20 minutes to a child that age every day, is vital.
Okay. James online in Liberty City on line one. Hey, welcome to Hot Talk. James?
Hello, how you doing?
Good, James, how are you?
I'm doing good, Miss Tracy. I see you got another interesting set of guests on here tonight.
Yes. It's going to be a good show. I'm glad you're joining us.
You already know what I want to talk about. If I was Black people, I'd be willing to try anything. Our situation's in dire straight mode. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Black people's situation's in dire straight mode. These white folks are just shooting these people down like, I'm trying like they like nothing. I'm willing to bet you, and I play the street, it's dollar bill, okay?
I know dollar bill.
Hello?
I'm here, dollar bill.
Every one of them white officers, they killed them black people. I bet you every one of them sleep with black women. See how
black
women. Oh,
good Lord. Dollar Bill. I love you, Dollar Bill. It's too early for that, Dollar Bill. We've only been on this show 11 minutes. It's too early. Jesus. Okay, so we were talking about the children. Welcome to Hot Dog. I can't make these things up. But again, let's reiterate, the event for Oliver Gilbert is happening on August 19th.
Absolutely, at Miami Gardens Montessori. That's located at 18690 Northwest 2nd Avenue in Miami Gardens.
Awesome. So now, if people want to come out, if they want to be a part, they want to donate to the school or to
Mayor Oliver Gilbert,
one of the, or any of the other candidates that may
Absolutely.
Be there.
David, Commissioner David Williams is also a big, huge supporter of our school as well. We actually had our first annual science fair project this year, and he actually supported the kids. And
awesome.
The city of Miami Gardens wrote checks to the first, second, and third place winner.
King Chang, we like checks.
Let me tell you something. David Williams' backyard, have you guys been to?
I absolutely been there, and it's
tell him about
amazing.
Tell the listeners about
oh my
David
God.
Williams' backyard.
It's like a botanical garden.
Nice.
He has all type of insects, animals. Anything you can name, he has it back there. He can tell you every single plant there is and what its properties and everything. He has a huge, and it's right in Miami Gardens.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, see, then that's nice.
And he likes
field
to take
trip
people,
for the
yes,
children.
He likes to take anyone who wants to visit. He likes to take them over there. It's amazing.
I love it. Well, you're going to leave the info so I can reiterate it again.
Absolutely.
I'm so glad you all got up and came out.
Thank you.
Dollar Bill, I will get back with you, my friend, as we get closer to the end of the night. So I did want to kick off before we got fully into the show on the conventions. I know we all watched the Republican, and Dwight went to the Democratic. So was it as electric in the hall as it was on television?
Yes, I think even more so. I mean, what you heard on TV were some of the commentary that was happening in the arena was very much muted.
Mm-hmm.
When you were watching on the news, the Bernie folks were definitely in full effect.
Yeah.
The California delegation definitely came to take no prisoners. And they were so they were very amplified, especially when Secretary Clinton was accepting the nomination. And a lot of folks didn't see that live and in color because they were all holding up signs and. You know,
yeah, we didn't. They started
chanting "No more war."
Okay.
And then you heard Hillary, because it's the same cadence,
right?
And that sort of overwhelmed. But they were when she started getting into the discussion about who she would take out and you know who she would fight. They were like, "No more. We don't want any more war."
More war is fair.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Right, yeah. They were serious. They were no joke. The Bernie folks are. From other states were no joke, and they kept it live to about 5 in the morning.
I was gonna say, but the Bernie people knew where the party was.
Oh yeah,
and kept it going.
They were gonna keep it going strong.
But now I heard that Michelle was the only person that like shut it down.
Yeah,
like nobody interrupted Michelle.
There was no when FLOTUS hit the stage. I don't know if she gave him a look like she does Malia and Sasha or whatever, but she killed all the noise. And everyone had the utmost respect for her. You could really hear a pin drop.
I think that's what it is that everybody has the utmost respect for her. And as well they should. I thought that she, honestly, to be very frank, I think that Michelle Obama, Joe Biden, had probably the best speeches. Obama was very good, but it was something very touching to me about Joe Biden's.
Without a doubt, but I would stick Reverend Barber out of North Carolina.
Reverend Barber,
He goes in my top five because that brother really brought the electricity and kind of brought home kind of what a lot of us were feeling, especially, you know, when you talk about the notion of people getting killed in the streets, and he was just one of those people who just said, you know, we have work to do. And we're going to make sure we execute. So I appreciated every word he said.
So was that energy prevalent there? Like, you know, while you were away,
mm-hmm.
the movement towards, you know, opening up an account at a black bank really started to pick up steam.
That's all.
Were you hearing that, reverberations of that in Philly?
Oh, without a doubt. Killer Mike was there. He was present and was definitely talking about banking black in that space. Rosario Dawson, who was very, very dynamic in terms of her approach,
mm-hmm.
and really just talking about, like, at one point, Bernie Sanders was speaking to the Bernie delegates about keeping the revolution going, and when he said we have to stand behind the nominee, they were like, no, we have more work to do. Like, they were like, it's kind of bigger than you at this point, and so people were saying that the movement's bigger than the person, and so now, you know, we got to see where this thing goes because people are just tired.
Well, yeah, I think that's the best word for it. Yeah. People are tired, and nobody's backing down now. It's like, you know, there will be no conciliation, so we got to get some things fixed or, you know, we'll just all burn in effigy.
Oh, without a doubt.
That's really where we are. Carolyn, now, did you go to... You didn't go. You were here. Now, how did you cover it? Chris, yeah. Share with Carolyn. So, what were your, what was your editorial in the Miami Times in reference to the DNC? Where did you all fall on the convention?
Well, the convention was, you know, to unite the party.
Right.
And I think they tried to keep that in the front. And they try to make that the point that everyone should focus on.
Right.
Unfortunately, you know, you had the email thing.
Yeah.
You know, and so Hillary did not need another email scandal. And, yeah. You know, Debbie, you know, yeah. kind of failed her a little bit.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's kind of my feeling was that it was, you know, mixed. Yes, unity is what is needed, but we can't, you know, undermine each other to get there.
Exactly. Yeah, well, I think that, well, so what you're saying, though, Dwight, is that they didn't really care. The DNC is like, I mean, you know, the delegates that were there are like, look, by any means necessary and whatever means necessary.
Well, I mean, you had unison, you know, a united voice talking about the need to defeat Donald Trump. I think everyone agreed to that. But people were saying that we can't be complicit with the status quo. People were just saying we need systemic change and that we just can't keep saying the same thing
and expect over and over. Different results. Yeah. That is the definition of insanity. And we're going to move past that. Willa Daniels and at the Montessori School in Miami Gardens. I want to thank you all so much for coming by.
Thank you again, Jill.
Love you, mean it. And I will on the other side, joining us, Gordon Eric Knowles, finally in the building. Who hog-tied him and got him here? More stay tuned, I am. Jill Tracy, this is Hot Dog.
To join Hot Talk, call 888-550-9105. And now, back to Hot Talk.
Universal Orlando Resort, you can explore the two-park experience of the Wizarding World of Harry Potter, Do Battle and Transformers, the 3D ride, join the mischief of Despicable Me, Minion Mayhem, and more. Plus, this summer, prepare for the ride of your life on the all-new Skull Island, Reign of Khan. Universal Orlando Resort, vacation like you mean it. Listen all this week for your chance to win. Just text the keyword Hot 105 Universal to 28367 and be the 105th text to win. For more, Hot105FM.com or download our free Hot 105 app for more chances to win from Universal Orlando Resort.
And today's R&D and Old School.
Hot 105.
You've got a business plan, weekend plans, and now you've gone from cell phone plans to data plans. But do you have a car accident plan? Car accidents happen. What you plan to do next can make all the difference. Car accident? Remember, after 911, call 411. 1-800-411-PAIN. 1-800-411-PAIN knows about car accidents. It's what they do. Call 1-800-411-PAIN 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. From home, hospital, or the accident scene. Call 1-800-411-PAIN and let them put you in touch with a qualified attorney who can explain to you how much money you may be entitled to depending on the facts of your accident. Plan now. Program 1-800-411-PAIN into your phone under accident. Car accident? Remember, after 911, call 411. 1-800-411-PAIN. 1-800-411-PAIN is a legal and medical referral service, non-employee spokesperson.
For thousands of local foster children, changing schools can mean losing months of learning progress. And without necessary school supplies, catching up can be even harder.
It's hard starting over.
The day I start, I'm already behind.
I never know what I'm going to need or how I'm going to get it.
To help, Mattress Firm is collecting school supplies for local foster children.
I just want to do well in school.
I feel bad asking for paper and pen.
Bring your gift of paper, pens, binders, calculators, and backpacks to any Mattress Firm and help a foster child succeed in school. You can also donate online at mattressfirmfosterkids.org.
Now, I'm ready to go back to school.
On behalf of the foster kids in your neighborhood, Mattress Firm thanks you.
Not everyone can be a foster parent,
but anyone can help a foster child.
Help a foster child start the school year right with a gift of backpacks and school supplies. Donate at any Mattress Firm or mattressfirmfosterkids.org.
Are you being denied credit? Are you paying high interest rates? At CreditRepair.com, we know life happens. Divorce, medical bills, student loans, and many other reasons why credit scores fall. That's why at CreditRepair.com, we're committed to helping folks get the second chance they deserve to improve their credit.
CreditRepair.com is actually acting as an advocate for me. Things that I thought when you paid them off, they were still on there. Things that I didn't even know were on there. But they got them removed. I feel they're doing what they said they'd do and beyond. I'm not going to abuse this second chance that they gave me. I'm in the process now of buying a home. CreditRepair.com actually does work.
We can help you get a second chance at great credit. The consultation is free and includes a free credit score and summary credit report. We'll review your current credit situation right on the phone with a game plan to restore it. Call 800-708-1401. That's 800-708-1401. Again, 800-708-1401. 800-708-1401.
Hello, Miami and Fort Lauderdale.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life Tip 1. Quarters made earlier than 1964 are mostly silver. Keep those.
Don't be the guy that buys a gumball with silver.
Life Tip 2. Itchy mosquito bite? Put a warm spoon on the bite.
The itching will stop and it feels like a hot stone spa treatment. Only more spoony.
Life Tip 3. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. They're the number one auto insurer in Miami and Fort Lauderdale and the largest in Florida. On top of that, the Geico Insurance Agency could help save you money on home and renter's insurance.
You could save even more if you switch your motorcycle, RV, or boat insurance to Geico as well. With over 75 years of experience plus military and federal employee discounts, they know what they're doing.
Life Tip 4. Use a shower squeegee to remove pet fur from carpet.
Squeegee is also very fun to say. Consider it when naming a pet or child.
Geico. Get savings into your life. Online, over the phone, or at your local office.
1-800-CAR-ACCIDENT-CAR-ACCIDENT-CAR-ACCIDENT.
Are you kidding me? You're going to call someone about your accident because they play a silly jingle? They may not even be lawyers. If you need a lawyer, call a lawyer. I'm Robert Rubenstein. I've been a lawyer for over 30 years. Check out my results at RubensteinLaw.com. I'm easy to reach. Just call me at 1-800-FL-LEGAL. It's that easy. Call 1-800-FL-LEGAL. Offices in Miami, Broward, West Palm Beach, Orlando, and Tampa. I want to be your attorney.
It's the perfect time of year to enjoy the refreshing taste of Fanta. With 100% natural flavors, Fanta is available in strawberry, pineapple, grape, orange, and mango. Stop by your local Presidente supermarket and pick up some Fanta.
Don't you wanna
Fanta! Tom Jonah in the morning. The Tom Jonah Morning Show. And everybody knows the song.
105.1. Formerly, Big Lavelle Crawford.
Thin man. He's the thin man now, man.
What'd you do with your old clothes?
Man, I gave away about $10,000 worth of clothes to the Goodwill.
$10,000?
$10,000. That's what I wrote on the tax thing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Two pairs of pants.
And we're back Monday morning, 6 to 10 a.m. with the best music information and what's happening in our community.
To join Hot Talk, call 888-550-9105. And now, back to Hot Talk.
9105. And now back to Hot Talk.
Yes, indeed. That, have you ever gone to a family reunion and that song did not play? I don't think you have. That was one of my auntie's favorite songs. God bless her. Welcome back to Hot Talk. Never miss an episode with the Hot Talk Hot 105 app. Now you can download it for Android and iPhone. Coming up at midnight, money, power, and respect. You got it? You need it? Does your man have it? Is the most important thing. We'll talk about that. And if you are, listen, we've skirted around the issue a lot, but we had a Jennifer Smith who's in along with Paige Diamond, sex coach, sexpert Paige Diamond. We've talked about it a lot about how, you know, you can only get what you are. So. If you are trying to get money, power, and respect by getting a man, nope. Guess what? Got to get yours first. We'll talk about that and so much more. Coming up after midnight. But tonight, again, my guests have devoted much of their and almost all of their careers to preserving our rights to vote, be free, and make money in this society. Joining us, Gordon Eric Knowles, finally, from the Miami-Dade Chamber of Commerce. Thank you so much. Gordon Eric Knowles.
Jill, you know I'm happy to be here with you.
I could not be happier to have you in the building. I have, you know, constantly, I've talked about you several times on the air. I'll tell you all briefly that founded in 74, the Miami-Dade Chamber of Commerce, leads the way towards long-term business prosperity by providing advocacy, networking, resources, and training to men and women in business. In South Florida, the Miami-Dade Chamber of Commerce is excited to be considered the go-to organization for small minority businesses in South Florida. And they strive to provide a world of business opportunity for its members since their inception. And first of all, I want to say just kudos and congratulations on the project, the mentoring project that you do with D.C. Clark. That's just really incredible. And I think I've seen that shirt before.
Well, you know, D.C. is one of those guys that had been in the forefront for so many years. Mm-hmm. He had the bookstore on 7th Avenue.
Yeah.
And he continues to do what he
Afro
does.
Afro and books and things.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But he's decided, you know, our futures has always been important, and he started this mentoring program, and I was able to participate in that yesterday, and it was very fulfilling to have the opportunity to meet and talk with these young men.
And I liked your approach. It was, you know, it was no holes barred.
No, it's a crucial time right now, Jill. It can't be any holes barred, and we have to really, really confront the problems and issues that we have right now.
Yeah. Which are, and you have just, they're all young men, and they're all high school?
They're all young men, they're all high school, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th grade. And the one thing that I talked about is the fact that our young men and young people today, they're living in this microwave age, and they're looking at everything instantly, and they don't know how to go through the process of becoming adults. And so that's what I was talking about yesterday, understanding where you are, even from simple as, did you make your bed up this morning? Responsibilities, understanding life's responsibilities.
Yeah, and I think that there were two young men on there that were, you were like, I'm 60. He said he wanted to be a football player. So he said, okay, get down here and do push-ups with me. That kid did like, what, 4 or 5?
No, he did maybe 10.
Okay, maybe 10. Gordon is just like pumping. He's like 30, 40. The child is like down and out. But he's lying.
But the point that I was trying to make to him, Jill, is that so many of our young men want to be professional football players or mm-hmm. basketball players, but they don't put in the work. And that's it. And becoming a man, you have to put in the work.
Yeah.
And that was the message I was trying to get to them.
Yeah.
You got to put in the work. If you're not doing more than the person that's on that field, if you're on the bench, how are you going to get off the bench?
Mm-hmm.
You got to put in that extra work.
Yeah. I loved it. And right next to you, joining us for the first time, Johnny Barber, how are you?
I'm good. How are you tonight?
I am so happy to have you from the Florida East Coast Baptist Association. Over 100 years ago, a group of devout African-American Baptists realizing that in unity there is strength. Hallelujah. Amen. Met and organized what is now the Florida East Coast Missionary Baptist Association. The churches were from a wide range, extending as far as Cocoa Beach and southward to Key West. In 1904, marveling at the great work the brothers were doing, the Women's Auxiliary was established. The association's main objectives are missions and education. Today, the Florida East Coast Baptist Association has 91 member churches and is led by moderator Johnny L. Barber of Miami, Florida. Thank you so much for joining us.
Glad to be here on tonight.
So now, and you know what? And I didn't know about your organization. I thought the Collective Empowerment Churches was the only one that had, you know.
No, in actuality, in our state Baptist convention, Florida General Baptist Convention, we have several different associations. And in South Florida alone, there are at least six associations of Baptist churches. Our association, the Florida East Coast, is one of, if not the oldest, as well as it is the largest collection of Black Baptist churches, as you were just talking about, from Cocoa Beach, Florida, now all the way down to Florida City. We no longer have the church in Key West, but mm-hmm. all the way down to Florida City. And so that's one of the things. And then we also have churches that are in Bimini. We also have churches that
wow.
are in St. Thomas, Virgin Islands as well.
Okay. You know, there's a lot. The three of you, there is so much work to be done in Bimini. It's amazing. That's a whole nother, we should talk about that. That's a whole nother show. and Dexter Bridgman is with the, Dexter, did you create the Black Owned Media Association?
Well, not exactly. About a year ago, I did reach out to all of the Black-owned media owners, and we had a meeting and we basically formalized the group.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess you can say I was the person who made the phone calls.
Gotcha.
But we consist of about 11 different Black-owned media owners in broadcast, print, and digital.
Well, that in and of itself, Boma, that's another show. That is entirely another show, too, because I think that we, Chris sent me an email today and said that, you know, the apathy runs deep, and how, you know, he was disturbed by the fact that there were so few Black media that show up, you know, at these council meetings and things in the community. You want to reiterate what your email
said? Well, first of all, I want to, you know, pastor over there, I consider my pastor number one. You know what I mean? He's a great man. I appreciate
awesome.
Him and love him. But yeah, we were talking about, you know, when you, let's just say Miami-Dade County Commission, or, you know, we are drawn to these commission chambers when something of a certain magnitude is happening. The average person, I've seen the pastor there many occasion speaking up and just being present when things are happening, but so many of the average citizens and voters can't make it to the county commission at 2:00 in the afternoon. And I always felt and feel that a part of the media's obligation is to attend these meetings when things are big, things are not necessarily happening.
Right.
To inform people on a day-to-day basis what's happening in their local government, what's happening in the town hall at El Patal.
Right.
I mean,
right.
Every major newspaper has a Washington correspondent in D.C.
without the Herald having a Washington correspondent in Tallahassee or in D.C. And Brother, you know, Brother Bullitt knows what I'm talking about. Every newspaper
right.
in Florida has a Tallahassee bureau.
Jill, can I answer that question?
Well, yeah, I was gonna share with you, and then I was gonna ask you to answer it.
Right.
My answer to him was that all of those papers pay those people to show up, and 9 times out of 10, a lot of black media, you know, their media gig is their side gig, and they are at work during that time of day, and they can't afford to do it. I mean, you know, that has been my experience for every time that I have written for black media. It has never included the ability to, unless that was my specific beat, it has never included the opportunity to be able to do those kind of things because there's just not enough wherewithal to pay for it. And in radio, there used to be a time when they would pay for us to cover those kind of beats, but now, no, those things are, those budgets are gone.
Well, yes and no, and to answer Chris's questions and yours as well, as far as our BOMA members, all of them are corporate entities, and within their entities, they all have reporters or they have staff people. I know we do. We utilize a lot of freelance individuals, but to answer Chris's question directly, none of us are big enough, especially as it relates to the way media is covered today. You know, even with the Herald and the Sun Sentinel and some of the larger entities, they've all cut back. None of us are big enough to have a sports reporter, a entertainment reporter, a political reporter, a government reporter. But what we at BOMA, what we do is that, let's say, for instance, the Miami Times is at that meeting. We have put together like an Associated Press amongst our members.
Oh, that's nice.
So let's say the
nothing about that. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm not black owned. But, you know, I represent.
But, I don't know what all your entities are. I know that you
y'all,
are a
powerhouse. Y'all know y'all leave us out. I have had that.
Yourself as well.
Listen, I have called cutting up on you and Erica 100 times. They're like, I'm sorry. Hello, black people over here. We could get an invite. But, I mean, a lot of times, there are a lot of us. There's radio and print where we are blacks in media, but we are not working for black-owned media. But we have a lot to offer. We have a lot to bring to the table.
There's a significant difference. There is a significant difference in terms of black-owned media and a Cox Communications, which is a corporate entity that provides a service within the black community.
So we don't count.
Well, you count, but of course you count. But could you be a member of BOMA? No.
All right. Who was that on the phone? Who was on there? Hi, welcome to Hot Talk. He just X'd us out. Hi, welcome to Hot Talk.
Hello?
Hello. Hi, welcome to Hot Talk.
Hi, Jill. It's Jill.
Hi, Jill.
How are you from Palm Beach,
King TV? Hey, how are you?
Pretty good.
Another lovely black person that's not, that works for other media.
That's right.
You know, and I'm trying to tell Dexter that we may not work for black on media, but we have something to offer to the conversation. I'm just saying you should invite us sometime.
He should. Well, I'm Caribbean media. So that's black too.
She said she's Caribbean media. So,
well, we do have Caribbean media.
Okay,
as owners.
I'm going to put you all together.
put us together.
Yes, please do. I'm listening to the conversation tonight, and you have some really great guests there. Gordon Harris, I saw you a couple weeks ago with LaMann Rocket. Yeah, really good. Presentation with Service to Man. I wish we had more time that night to really delve deeper into Service to Man. But I want to pose a question to your panelists.
Mm-hmm.
you know, in this heated time of indifference towards the, well, let me start by saying Bernie Sanders' group and also Donald Trump's group, their purpose was to go in and dismantle those established parties.
Parties, okay.
The Democrats were able to stamp out Bernie's, or at least silence to some degree on the main stage, Bernie's voice.
Right.
The Republicans were not able to do that, and they're reeling out of control with that.
Right.
They're struggling with it. They don't know what's going to happen. But we see the rise of the Libertarian and the Green Party. So my question to you is, how are you, gentlemen of color and lady of color, going to write the narrative or direct the path of the young voters coming up?
I'm going to let Carolyn start with that one, Jill.
Well, they have to vote their conscience. You know, they have to look at the future. Right now, there are three generations living on the planet. Their parents, themselves and their children.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just not enough jobs and situations that are available. So we have to figure out how we're all going to survive on the planet together.
Mm-hmm.
And so these young people will have to vote their conscience. Who is it that can take them to the place that they need to go, where they can own a home, where they can find a place in this system? It is a very difficult time that we're living in. I don't know who has the answers. I'm not hearing a lot of people with answers.
That's a very good point.
But they have to tune in, plug in, and listen, and see which train is going in their direction.
Yeah.
Because right now, it's just a lot of noise, and I'm not sure if there's anything shaken out.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so what's our responsibility in that narrative, though? How do we bring them to the level of consciousness?
Well, I'm going to push.
We have a duty.
I'm going to push back and say that they're actually writing their own narrative. When you think about writers like Ta-Nehisi Coates, Mark Lamont Hill recently did an article talking about why he may be voting with the Green Party. You know, young adults, especially under the age of 35, are saying that we're tired of the same old, same old. And in the midst of the Justice for Black Lives movement that's been surfacing, that has kind of been the crux. People have, you know, it hurts people's gut every day to wake up and hear another tragic story of a black man being gunned down by the police, and the national narrative not having the courage to address it, and then try to pass it on to something else, or start another conversation about something that they deem more pressing. What's very interesting is, in other cultures, whatever the pressing thing of the moment is that moment for them. You know what I mean? Like, you can't not talk about the Holocaust when you're talking to Jews, right?
Right.
I mean, it's just part of... It's just part of their narrative. With us, for whatever reason, we want to sit there and kind of kick the can down the road and talk about the environment this week or talk about that this week. No, people are dying in the streets. And that's what young people are saying, is we're tired and we're fed up with the political status quo just basically saying, all right, let's move on to the next super de jour moment. We need to talk about this right now because this is what's happening.
Can I come in?
Yes, please, definitely.
And that's why white America is and in general are supporting. I'm not saying all of white America, but a great deal of people are saying, "Well, who the heck is supporting Trump?" And the white disenfranchised Americans, they're the ones who are supporting this gentleman. And the fact of the matter also remains, you know, it's a very important point that
Carolyn.
Carolyn and Dwight stated earlier.
Senator
Bullitt stated earlier. Thank you. With regards to, you know, if you don't like the choices, you don't like, you know, both of our leading candidates, they're both flawed, heavily flawed. Mm-hmm. Trump and Hillary Clinton. But the fact of the matter remains, you know, like Barack Obama said, President Obama said, you know, don't boo, vote.
Right.
And yeah, if you, you know, if you're not happy with either of those two choices, there are two other candidates as
right.
well.
Well, you know, Senator Bullard said, what was that? It's a choice between Ebola or gonorrhea or something. I mean, you know.
Zika.
Right. Right. And, you know, unfortunately it is. And I'm just really kind of looking at it as who will do the least amount of harm. In that position, because that's about all that we can do. Jill, thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it. Omar, on line two. Hi, welcome to Hot Talk.
You know, I think the bottom line is, you know, the people get the government they deserve. The bottom line is people are the government. And people want to say that, oh, it's about this person, it's about that elected official. But the bottom line is this. We the people are responsible for the government that we get. If you go and vote and you have no idea how the system runs, you know, you don't even know that, you don't even know that the branches of government, you don't even understand who your regular, who your legislators are and all that stuff. That makes a big difference. And I think the average American does not know how government works.
I agree.
And I think, and that's where we have the problem at, because nobody really knows. And when you vote, it's just not voting for people. That's one thing I would agree with Bernie Sanders. It's not a spectator sport. When you vote for people, you just don't vote them in and then leave them. That's like giving somebody a job and you own a business, but you never go into the office. So these people work for you. You're their boss, but you never stay up on top of the topics or the issues that affect your life, and you just let them stay in there. And then after 4 years, you say, oh, well, they didn't do anything, and they didn't do this and do that. No, because you as a voting person did not stay on your P's and Q's and stay up on the topics that affect your life. And then you wonder why the situation is like it is. So it's beyond this voting. You just don't go in and pull a lever, because if that was the case, a lot of things would be settled. We voted for these people to do the right thing before. They haven't done it, and before that they were booted. But what we have not done is hold them accountable during the time that they are in office. So it's not just about voting and then walking away. It's about voting and staying on them to make sure that they follow through on the things that they said that they were going to give you.
Beautiful.
Jill, may I say something?
Yes. Thank you, yeah. Omar. Always.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, every time during election time, you know, I think we always just need to put some things in perspective.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. And we're going to get that perspective on the
Thank
other
you.
Side.
I appreciate that, too.
We're going to take a break right quick, and we're going to wrap up on the other side. Coming up, money, power, and sex. Does your man have it? Stay tuned, I am. Jill Tracy with James. Oh, Jesus. On Hot Talk. On Hot One. And they're all blending together now.
Join Florida Kid Care for their back-to-school immunization fair and backpack giveaway Saturday, August 13th from 10 till 2 at the Lauderhill Mall, 1267 North State Road 7 in Lauderhill. There's going to be Kid Care application assistance, free immunizations, WIC enrollment, drowning prevention, food stamp and cash assistance applications, and more. It's Florida Kid Care's back-to-school immunization fair and backpack giveaway at the Lauderhill Mall, Saturday, August 13th from 10 till 2. For more info, call 954-467-8737.
I'm Brandon. I'm an EMT.
And I'm Brandon, when he was in eighth grade.
With Dad's job, we moved around a lot.
So I went to school online, at Florida Virtual School full time.
Virtual education was more flexible, and I learned to think independently.
I got way organized.
That paid off junior year when I started going to high school here in town, and it's paying off now.
So going to school online worked for us.
Definitely. When I decided to go back to a regular classroom, it was easy to make the change.
Nice.
And with a Florida Virtual School full-time education, students are ready for whatever comes next, whether it's going to college or straight into the working world, like I did. I took the skills I learned with me to training, and I'm still using them now.
Whoa, you look cool in that uniform.
I know, right? We look cool.
Florida Virtual School full-time. The tuition-free, accredited online public school for grades kindergarten through 12. To learn more or to attend an information session, visit flvsft.com. Enrollment is still open for grades kindergarten through 5. Enroll now.
car accidents happen. You may be hurt and upset and think that the tow truck driver has experience in car accidents. But what you may not know is they could be working for an insurance company.
You better call now.
Would you take tax advice from a roofer?
Of course not.
So why are you taking legal advice from a tow truck driver?
Check it.
All you gotta do is listen to what 411 Payne has to say and avoid these people after the car accident. Tow truck drivers offering advice and money? That could be insurance fraud, bro.
We got the file!
Insurance companies, the last thing they want to do is cut you a check. And most importantly, imitators calling, pretending to be from 411 Payne. 411 Payne takes calls. They never, ever, ever, ever make calls. Car accident? Call 1-800-411-PAYNE from home, hospital, or accident scene. Those haters and imitators, they could go kick rocks. 411 Payne will be there for you 24-7. Car accident. Remember, after 911, call 411. 1-800-411-PAYNE. 1-800-411-PAYNE is a lawyer referral service, non-attorney spokespersons.
Attention. Here is a very important message. Are you sad, lonely, worried, depressed? Are you having problems in your love life or in your home? Are people against you? Would you like more happiness, success, and good luck in your life? Well, my friends, I have wonderful news for you. Help for you is right here, right now. Mrs. Davis, the world's most powerful spiritual advisor, is here to help you with all of your problems. Mrs. Davis has been helping people with their problems for over 20 years. Does bad luck follow you around? Then you need to call Mrs. Davis today for an appointment. Mrs. Davis can help you no matter what your problems are. So don't wait. Call Mrs. Davis at 954-549-4427. That's 954-549-4427. And make an appointment with her today. That's 954-549-4427. Don't wait. Call now. 954-549-4427. Call now.
Hey, what's up, yo? It's your boy Pup Daddy, and we fitting to get loose. And you're listening to WHQT, Coral Gables, Miami's Hot 105, a Cox Media Group station.
That sound always reminds me of my grandma, Kate. She'd pour us an ice-cold Coca-Cola and tell us all about the time her expedition barely survived the island. Fighting through miles of jungle where all these terrifying creatures. She swore even living dinosaurs tore into them. And then an enormous ape leapt between them and doom and fought back the beasts. To this day, she says, no one knows whether that giant was friend or foe.
Grab a Coke Zero and head to Universal's Islands of Adventure to brave the new ride, Skull Island, Reign of Kong. Florida residents enjoy a free $75 hotel dining credit with a two-night vacation package at Lowe's Sapphire Falls Resort with a promo code from specially marked packages of Coca-Cola or Coke Zero. Get details online. Book by August 31st for travel between July 14th and September 15th, 2016. Restrictions and blackout dates apply.
Own a business but baffled by digital marketing? CMG Local Solutions can help you take out all the guesswork out of digital marketing. Reach the right customer with a simple online marketing solution that is right for you. Learn more at cmglocalsolutions.com.
There are two kinds of hot. One is where a walk to the mailbox leaves you thirsty. But with Metro PCS, you get the other kind of hot, the good kind. Because now, when you switch to Metro PCS, you get a free Samsung Galaxy. That's a really hot deal. Visit a Metro PCS store to get your free Samsung Galaxy On 5 with a big 5-inch HD screen. And get on the fast nationwide 4G LTE T-Mobile network. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figured out. Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included. Not valid for numbers currently on the T-Mobile network. See store for details, terms and conditions, and data management info.
This is attorney Al Barzakai. Big Al from 1-800-HURT-123. I want to remind everyone of the three must-dos after an accident. First, get a police report. It'll have a lot of valuable information to help process your claim. Second, take pictures of the accident scene and all vehicles involved. Third, call a lawyer and not a referral service. But not just any lawyer, me, attorney Big Al at 1-800-HURT-123. That's 1-800-HURT-123. For my main office in Hollywood, I want to help you. Call me now, 1-800-HURT-123. That's 1-800-HURT-123.
The Rethink Kitchen and Bath event is going on now at the Home Depot, with great new ideas for the busiest rooms in the house, like the Delta Porter 8-inch widespread bronze bath faucet, now just $119. With a stunning high arch spout and oil-rubbed bronze finish, it's the difference between taking a bath and taking a bath further. Rethink the kitchen and bath with a Delta Porter widespread faucet, now just $119, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, valid through October 1st.
Today's R&B and
school all night.